This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Hurricane Ida made landfall Sunday in southern Louisiana as a Category 4 storm, the impact of 150-mile-an-hour winds and storm surge were lessened where major levee renovations were built over the years since Hurricane Katrina. Louisiana Governor Edwards on Fox News Sunday night.
You have to remember that in Hurricane Katrina 16 years ago, it was really the failure of the levee that caused the worst part of that disaster by far. What I can report tonight is the hurricane risk reduction system, the protection system that has been really very much strengthened in the 16 years since Katrina. By the way, about $14 billion worth of investment there. It's holding up extremely well, as are levee systems, even in Lafourche and Cherbourg Parish. But when you have a storm that is this strong, the storm is actually stronger than Hurricane Katrina.
USA Radio News.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
When will COVID-19 vaccines be available for kids? Dan Araki reports.
As kids across the nation return to the classroom, many parents are looking for approval from the FDA that would allow children under 12 to receive the COVID vaccine. That's something that could come by the end of the year, according to former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb. The Pfizer board member explained the process that the company will go through to apply for changes to its emergency use authorization to CBS News.
Well, Dr. Fauci was on TV this morning talking about the potential for an authorization this fall. Pfizer is going to be in a position, the company I'm on the board of, as you mentioned, be in a position to file data with the FDA at some point in September and then file the application potentially as early as October. So that'll put us on a time frame where the vaccine could be available at some point late fall, more likely early winter, depending on how long FDA takes to review the application. Historically, they've taken 4 to 6 weeks to review these authorizations.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The mayor of Jean Lafitte, Louisiana, Tim Kerner Jr., tells WGNO-TV Sunday night, rescue teams were being put together to save more than 150 people believed to be in imminent danger after the tidal surge from Hurricane Ida.
7.5 feet can handle off, so it overtopped 7.5 feet. I mean, that was the final dagger. It really turned into a rescue mission, and also that we had to try to save what was left of the town, where these kids go to school and where they get married here and where so many people live. And like hell, they're saving the levee protection. But at the end, the water just won out. We've never in the history of the season, we've suffered bad flooding, but we've never seen water like this. It is the worst storm in our history.
Jean Lafitte, Louisiana is a 50-minute drive south of New Orleans. The president was weighing in on the storm. Jeremy Scott reports.
We're ready to surge all the response capability that we have to deal with whatever comes next. And a lot's going to be coming.
Hurricane Ida making landfall in Louisiana on Sunday afternoon, bringing Category 4 storm winds of 150 miles per hour. President Biden calling for those in the area to take it seriously.
This is going to be a devastating hurricane, a life-threatening storm.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, that's what the clock says. I got to go by what it says. I'm Bill Martinez. Phil Hudson-Pillar joins us now. He's the president and founder of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church in Anaheim Hills. Aloha, Phil. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. How about yourself?
Well, doing great. I can't complain. We're here with the grandkids hugging necks. I mean, oh my gosh. Well, you know how it is. When they're here in Hawaii, we're, you know, a couple of time zones away for 6 hours difference. And, yes, we do video conferencing and, you know, we're able to communicate that way. But to see them live up close and personal like this, it's been a while. They're growing so fast. It's just amazing. It's really fun.
Well, Bill, you're growing fast too. I mean, I just want to remind you, you're growing at the same rate, dude. I mean, you know, you just
you haven't noticed my sveltness lately. I've been losing weight here, buddy. You haven't caught up on it.
Well, you're just a slipper of the man you used to be, huh?
Almost. But but I'm staying away from the poi and all the other fattening things that they offer here, I've been good on that standpoint.
You know, why is it everything that tastes good is fattening, Bill? I mean, I know this is not the topic for today, but it is a reality we all live with. You know, and I don't like it, doesn't taste good. I don't know, and it's not fattening. You know, what's wrong with it?
Well, it's funny you should bring that up, because I realized that I can't have soy, right? Because soy is, at my age, not your age coming soon down the road, so I'll give you a little forewarning here. Soy conflicts with our testosterone. It just does havoc. So I got to stay away from soy. Everything. Oreo cookies, anything with chocolate, soy. What is with soy? I mean, everybody wants everything to be gluten-free, right? And then they find some other replacement for gluten, which is almost as bad, if not worse. And so, but I'm limited now. I go check the ingredients and, oh, soy, that's it. You know, everything's got soy. What is it with soy?
You know, I don't know. There's one of the mysteries of the universe is that we just have to deal with, Bill. And
is it in the Bible somewhere? Yeah, it's got to be in the Bible somewhere. There's something about soy that we don't know about. We know that God's given us the leaves for healing, right? But, where does soy fall into that?
Bill, I know this is going to come as a shock to you. You are the first person and only person in my life who's ever brought up soy to me. So I don't know what's going on, Bill, but, you know, I'm just thinking, what are we talking about today? I mean, we've got so much going on in the world. It's craziness right now.
Exactly. And we're talking, and you and I are talking soy in the midst of all this. Maybe because, you know, even after last week, Phil, after all the stuff, and of course, even with my travels, you know, as I was traveling, you know, from Florida to Hawaii and making stops at airports and things like that. And when I travel, I am identified as a former Marine. I wear a Marine Corps hat out of honor to those that served, and even more so because of what happened recently in Afghanistan. And the sentiment, as I reported last week, is such that people are upset, and particularly former military. I mean, to the point is like they're saying, hey, if we could get a plane, would you be on that plane in a heartbeat? Without a doubt, want to go in there and save Americans. You had the viral video that went crazy last week, where you finally had an officer, a lieutenant colonel, who just said, I've had enough of this. I mean, he put his bars, he put, you know, he put his rank on the table. He put 17 years of his career on the line to say, hell no, this is unacceptable. And where are the generals? Where are, you know, the flag officers that should have done this? They're MIA, and here it is, our sons and daughters are there supporting, you know, America's peace and security and putting their lives at risk under this incompetent president and commander-in-chief. You know, Barack Obama is right. You know, elections have consequences, and here is who we have as president of the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a tragedy. I mean, it's not just a tragedy that we notice; it's a tragedy that the world notices.
Exactly.
And other nations have already come out public and said we can't trust America. We're not going to jump into conflict with America again because this is just, you know, they were hopeful. Because they didn't like some of the gruffness of Trump, but at least he was a leader. At least he told you where he was going, and he left no doubt. And here we've got just the opposite. Don't know what's going on. Doesn't, you know, talk to the allies. Blows up basically relationships around the world and domestically. And I'm going to go on record as saying it'll surprise me if he's still president by January. Because I think the Democrats have figured out, well, this thing isn't working for us either. So we'll see
exactly.
What happens. It's going to be an interesting next 6 months in my mind.
Well, and at every turn, he is shocking people with his behavior, Phil. I mean, he's checking his watch. He's laughing. He's baring his head. I mean, forget about all the other mental issues that are so obvious that the mainstream media is covering. His people are running interference for him to make sure that he only calls on certain people when there's a press conference. You know, oh, let me check. Who am I supposed to call on here? I mean, when have you ever heard a president have a controlled press conference to such a degree that he only calls on the people that he's told to call on?
Well, it's never happened as far as I know.
Yeah.
I mean, they thought it was radical that this Trump would eliminate some people out of the press room. But how about controlling every single person in the press room, regardless
exactly.
of their political agendas or positions, to the point that nobody knows even what's going on? Yeah, it's a nightmare.
Phil, you think by the end of the year... I mean, some wild possibility here. And, of course, you talked with Mike Lindell at length. I spoke with him for a brief few moments. And all the work that his team has been putting together and the evidence that they're producing, I mean, look at what's happening. We've got a growing number of Americans, over 50% now, including Democrats, to your point, that are saying, look, at we need to look in. We need to audit this election. More evidence is coming out about this election in 2020. It's like one of those things that, you know, it's like when your kid lies to you. You kind of, maybe you might let it go just because, you know, it's like, okay, we got to have dinner and life's got to go on. But it just keeps gnawing at you. It wakes you up at 2 o'clock in the morning and go, man, I can't believe he lied to me. And eventually it comes out. But meanwhile, it just gnaws at you. And this is what's happening with the American people. The lie of 2020 is gnawing at them. And, of course, then you add to it all these poor decisions and this poor leadership on top of it, and people are getting more and more motivated, you know, to let's do a closer look. Let's audit. Let's check this out. And if the evidence comes up as Mike Lindell has presented it and is so convinced that it will prove that, you know, fraud was perpetrated on the American people, that our election process was compromised, then what?
Well, let's pick that one up after the break, for sure. That's a good topic.
Okay, we've got about, because the other thing is, as you say, Biden's out. You know, is America ready for Kamala Harris, who is missing in action on everything, every job she's been assigned to, and her response is cackling. I mean, if I hear one more cackle, I think that's what's going to happen. They're going to come up with this, you know, that pull the string doll thing, and all you get is Kamala Harris's cackle. Just thinking.
Well,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, we got to go to break. We got more for Bill right after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is sponsored by Purina. During these uncertain times, people aren't the only ones adjusting to spending more time than usual indoors. Our furry friends have also had to adapt. According to a recent 2020 study, 94% of pet owners rely on their pet for emotional support. That's why it's important to have a daily routine for our pets, including exercise and enriched activities, in order to maintain their health and happiness along with ours. Dr. Kurt Venator, Purina's chief veterinary officer, shares some tips.
Most pets love the extra attention they're getting these days, but some may become overstimulated or stressed as we all adjust to being at home together. Help keep your pet healthy and happy by sticking to a routine for meals, treats, and playtime. And just like people, our pets also need exercise. Get creative with indoor activities like tug of war, hide and seek, or laser pointer play.
To learn more on how to keep your pets engaged, happy, and healthy during quarantine, visit www.purina.com/homewithpets. Again, that's purina.com/homewithpets.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Right here, right now.
Martinez.
Tell you, you know, when you talk about losing hope, it's who and what you hope in. That is what that's what is true encouragement. And I know Phil Hotzenpiller, as the senior pastor of Influence Church, would agree with this. And I think this is in part, Phil, all this stuff that's happening right now. The question is who. You know, who do you trust? And even when we're talking about, you know, COVID, God keeps bringing me back to the serpent on a stick in the Old Testament when you had the plague that broke out. And the Chosen did a great depiction of this, I thought, that, you know, where you have Moses and Joshua kind of struggling, and you can imagine that this could possibly happen, where Moses says, "Hey, look, I need you to put a serpent on a stick," and Joshua, you know, going through the process, is thinking, you know, because he didn't hear this from God, Moses heard it from God, and thinking, "Well, what, isn't that idolatry? You know, you're asking me to create this idolatrous image, you know, what?" And Moses is like, "Hey, I just have to believe. You know, this is what God told us to do, told me to do, so let's do this." And he does it, and it immediately stops the plague, right? And so what keeps coming up to mind here, and call me crazy if you want, it wouldn't be the first time, but it's just the idea is that, you know, the government wants to put Fauci on a stick and hold Fauci up like he's going to heal the American people. And you want to hear some of the crazy stuff here in Hawaii. I mean, these people are wired so tight here. They are so uptight. I mean, you've got a lieutenant governor who says, if we get 95% of the people here in Hawaii to wear masks, we'll cure COVID.
Wow.
I mean, it is absolutely insane. So here it is. We've got our federal government wanting to put Fauci on the stick, hold him up, let everybody look at Fauci, and they'll be healed. Ain't happening. Okay, but where's Jesus? Where's the cross? I mean, God has given us more than this image of the serpent on a stick, which, you know, of course, we know that doctors assume that symbol, right? Because people maybe, you know, they probably didn't even realize that's a serpent, and they've kind of taken that symbol over as doctors. But the real healer is the one who went to the cross. And I don't see that cross being held up, but in few places across this country.
Well, you know, the atheistic Voltaire, the philosopher, French philosopher, said, if you want to know who controls you, look at who you are not allowed to criticize.
Wow.
You think about what's happening in our world, what we can and can't do, what's acceptable, not acceptable, and it clearly is not acceptable to promote Christianity. And I think what we've also entered into, and I'm going to talk about this in D.C. on September 11th and 12th, but there's a new atheism. New atheism started with the Twin Towers. And yes, when that happened, all religiously, let's say, passionate people became in one category as fanatics who had to be dealt with. And that included Christians or Muslims or anybody else. So this new atheism has adopted a new God, and I think you identify the new God. The new God is the God of science, and science now becomes the dictator in our life. And if we criticize science, okay, then we're truly saying science will not control me. And that's the challenge of our generation, I believe.
And amazing, and it's a good point, amazing at 9/11, because what happened is people ran to churches for about 3 weeks, Phil, as you remember, at 9/11. They ran to churches, and I guess, you know, some have said very succinctly that, well, they found the church to be irrelevant. But there was more than that. And I think that it was the opportunity for this atheistic movement to really kind of, you know, close the deal on a people that wanted everything their way.
Yeah, I mean, you know, whenever you think the sky is falling in, people usually, you know, they find religion. But it's not, it's just that. It's religion. It's not a relationship with Jesus Christ. And there's a radical difference between those two things. So I think a lot of people said they missed their church during COVID, but they opted out of church regathering for, let's say, watching online. So like the height of our online, we had 155,000 people stream us on Palm Sunday.
Wow.
Now think of that number. Okay, by Easter, all right, that number had dropped to 100,000. And it kept dropping thereafter. And so people who said, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to do online church, they're not even doing that. And I, Barr came out and said one-third of all the churches that closed during COVID most likely will never open again. I think of that number. Right?
Yeah.
So we're seeing a shift. We're seeing a major shift, not just in culture, but in the whole concept of God, Christianity, church, etc. And that shift is going to make a big difference in people's lives, because no longer do they have the stability of this faith in God, that they can at least the kids can have a concept of God. So now they've been pushed further out of the circle, the sphere of influence of God in their life. And if you think it's bad now, wait 10 years unless there's a revival and movement of God in our nation.
Amen. Yeah, exactly. Phil, I know a lot of people would look immediately, they would blame the senior pastors or the leadership of the church. And again, in God's economy, it's the people. The church is the people. And we need to see and be aware, you know, and this is why we appreciate George Barna's insight and his research on this, because it really presents the ills and gives us all a heads up. And that we need to realize, you know, especially people of faith, we're the ones that need to be at the front lines of this, you know, in the gap, helping those people who can't see it, you know, because just like with Nehushtan, the snake that was held up, you know, you get to that point, even where Jesus' disciples says, gosh, you know, I'm having a hard time buying into this, you know, help me with my unbelief. That's the other thing that keeps coming up, is God just keeps bringing that to my mind, is help me with my unbelief. Right now, in the midst of COVID and all that we're being stretched, you know, in all these different ways, and we see all these formidable forces, and you go, God, you know, send down the Lord of Heaven's armies. Let's have, you know, we need a humongous bail-off, you know, like Mount Carmel. Maybe we can do it in Anaheim Hills. We'll do it next year, new building that you're going to get. Something, you know, we just get all these idols, and we pull them up there, and hey, it's our God against your God. Let's have this big bail-off and see once and for all, because even right now, like we said, you know, you said science, exactly. That is the God of this modern age. Well, how's that working for you? Is science saving anybody? Are we having any saving being done? Is there anything of notable report? Or is it just, okay, wear a mask, don't wear a mask, get vaccinated, or like, you know, which is at American Faith right now, you point out the hypocrisy of the Biden administration, and they're saying, oh, if you're in the bureaucracy, you don't need to get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
What's up with that?
Right. Well, I think the duplicity has always been there, but it's just accelerated now. And, you know, I think that the God of science is, you know, the walls are coming down. I don't know if you saw where Japan pulled up 1.6 million Moderna vaccines over contamination substance, which is metal. And I wonder if this is not just a, you know, there's a lot of stuff that happens in this world where they're, you know, Pfizer's getting ahead, Moderna, oh my gosh, Moderna's got a problem with theirs. How did that happen? I don't know whether they're working behind the scenes to contaminate others to push Pfizer, because how'd Pfizer get FDA approval? You need a, there's certain criteria that they did not meet. How did they get approval for FDA? I always say, you know, follow the money. There's something going on here that is going to be revealed.
Yeah. And the thing that's so disgusting about this is that where's the legacy media? Where are these investigative reporters that have traditionally done the hard work on behalf of we the people to keep us out of trouble, but they're remaining silent at the expense of real lives here, Phil?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's the issue. You know, that seems to be secondary.
Well, you got to check out American Faith. Check out the website, all the information. It is a go-to site for me personally. He's the president and founder of American Faith. Phil Hotzenpiller has been with us. Thank you, Phil. Take care.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Hurricane Ida made landfall Sunday in southern Louisiana as a Category 4 storm, the impact of 150-mile-an-hour winds and storm surge were lessened where major levee renovations were built over the years since Hurricane Katrina. Louisiana Governor Edwards on Fox News Sunday night.
You have to remember that in Hurricane Katrina 16 years ago, it was really the failure of the levee that caused the worst part of that disaster by far. What I can report tonight is the hurricane risk reduction system, the protection system that has been really very much strengthened in the 16 years since Katrina. By the way, about $14 billion worth of investment there. It's holding up extremely well, as are levee systems, even in Lafourche and Terrebonne Parish. But when you have a storm that is this strong, the storm is actually stronger than Hurricane Katrina.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Discussion on this, you know, this budget and this, you know, soft and hard infrastructure budget, particularly the $3.5 trillion and how it's entwined with amnesty. And William Gein is with us, Americans for Legal Immigration, and he's sounding the alarm to mount activist pressure against the Democratic plan to use a procedural trick to bypass Senate filibuster rules and pass amnesty for millions of illegal aliens. Now, I was alive, and I remember the debate during the Reagan years when the Democrats said, oh, this is it. It will never happen. You know, this is the one time only. Just, you know, give us 3 million and we won't talk about it ever again. Oh, like we can believe the Democrats, right? Well, the president, as I say, of Americans for Legal Immigration PAC is with us. William Gein joins us now. William, how are you?
Doing good, Bill. Appreciate you having me on at this very important time.
Yeah, this really is, and you know, what is it about the Democrats? I mean, everything's always a game. It's sleight of hand. It's kabuki theater, and you know, something up the sleeve here. They just cannot give it to the people straight. I mean, can they just not carry a reasonable debate, an intellectual debate, to be able to say, hey, this is why this should happen? No, they know that it can't, so we're going to sneak it in through the back door. And this isn't the first time. This is part of their DNA, and it's getting to be disgusting.
Well, they're breaking the rules of Congress, U.S. Congress and Senate by inserting large volumes of unrelated laws, other legislation, basically. Somewhere in a back room, if you could picture a stack of papers, and Democrats walking in their different little pet project legislation and sticking it in there. They're loading up the budget bill to bypass the Senate filibuster. And the Senate filibuster rule is put in place to make sure that no faction could barely take control of both House and Senate and institute radical legal changes across the United States. That's why the rule is there. They need a 60 vote instead of a 50 vote threshold, and they don't put the 60 votes on the budget bill, but everything in the budget bill is supposed to be related to the budget bill, or in the words they use, germane. It must be germane to the bill. They're breaking these rules to bypass the filibuster, to stick their radical agenda into law, and right now they've got an 80 to 90+% chance of passing amnesty for 5-8. It doesn't matter how many, whether it's 3, 5, 8 million illegals. These numbers don't matter because any dose of those additional millions of votes to the Democratic Party, plus all of the additional people that people can pull in from their home countries, including Afghan refugees, given green card amnesty through the budget bill or any other mechanism, they can then bring all their relatives from Afghan, and the Afghan war comes to American streets, probably right. Fought against this with American weapons, bequeathed to them by Joe Biden and crew. So, and it is the Democrats, but it's also the Rhino Republicans. They're on the take. The Mitch McConnells, the Kevin McCarthys, these guys are their deal is that they can vote against the bill because the Democrats have enough votes to get it through the Senate with Kamala Harris casting the tie-breaker vote. And so the deal that I believe that they have struck with the Republicans like Mitch McConnell and Mitt Romney and Lindsey Graham and the other globalist assets who basically have the same pro-amnesty open borders agenda as the Democrats is that they won't really fight against it. They'll come out and do the wrestling talk. Hulk Hogan, you're going down this time. They'll come out and do that stuff, but they won't do anything to really get in their way. You'll know if any Republican or non-socialist Christian Trump voter, conservative, whatever, you'll know if anybody like that actually gets in their way, because then the real venom will come out and they'll be directed at them. They're like screaming their heads off, oh my God, so and so is a xenophobic, racist, homophobic, da 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 da. You'll see that. And you don't see that with, again, and look, I'm going to tell you, Kevin McCarthy, first of all, you know he's not the right guy to lead this country and our the people who are against the Democrats to success when you look at him, because he constantly looks like he's lost. He looks like an arrogant snob who lost his way to the limousine, and he's got this puppy dog look on his face. If that's not enough to tell you that he's not the right guy, then you can hear his voice and the tone of his voice and the way he talks. And he's not the right guy to lead. And then you can look at what he actually says, and then you can tell he's not the leader that we need. And then if you want to dig in on his record like we have and see that he supports similar types of amnesty for illegal aliens as his Democratic counterparts, and that's part of our problem. Yeah, the Democrats are horrible. The Democrats cheat. The Democrats are sleazy. The Democrats have no scruples. The Democrats do this. The Democrats, yeah, it's true. They're awful. But the people who are getting money from them and amnesty from them and tangible things are going to vote for them no matter what. They don't care. And on the side that does care, we're being led around by these Judas goats who don't really believe in the things that they're saying to us.
Exactly.
And so I think, Bill, that the real answer is with some of these firebrands in the Congress. I think that we've got a lot of potential in the U.S. Congress where we've got some real people who really mean it, like Bobart out of Colorado and Louie Gohmert in Texas and, of course, Mo Brooks, who's trying to move from the House to the Senate. These are the people. These are the voices that we need to listen to into 2022. One of two things are going to happen. We're either going to stop this amnesty and then use the energy and the organization and the grassroots power that we created to stop this amnesty to slingshot into the 2022 elections and tear a bunch of people out of office. Let's tear the Democrats out of office. Let's tear Gavin Newsom out of office. Let's, you know, Mario Cuomo, Governor Cuomo's down, you know. And let's include the Rhino Republicans with it. Let's
exactly.
Let's envision a 2022 where we've elected so many grassroots populist conservatives that are loyal to the Constitution and the people of this country that rhinos like Mitt Romney and Mitch McConnell and Kevin McCarthy can't really stop their energy from doing something real. I mean, they asked Kevin McCarthy the other day, he's like, are you guys going to try to impeach Joe Biden or anything over this? And he's like, oh, well, I'm very unhappy with President Biden. We're going to wait a few days until this Afghan evacuation deadline passes, and then we'll talk about accountability. Man, that's not what we need people saying, you know. We need people who are at the podium saying, listen, Joe Biden will be lucky if impeachment's all that happens to him. There are people that deserve to be in jail. They're failing us again, Bill, just like 9/11, just like the wide open borders, and just like with the pandemic. And it's always the same thing. We don't know where the virus came from. We didn't know the virus was here. We didn't know the terrorists were going to attack on 9/11. We didn't know the Taliban was going to take over $13 billion worth of U.S. Stuff. We didn't know this. And then Biden comes out and says, oh, the intelligence was mixed. Well, hey, there's a simple solution to that, Bill. Everybody that's wrong about Afghanistan, fire them. Public.
Bye-bye. Exactly.
Stand up at a podium and say, here's a list of names and titles. And Joe Smith, head of blah, 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 and Pentagon Intelligence, is now, instead of firing him, he's going to be serving in the Aleutian Island chain for the remainder of his contract. And so-and-so is just flat-out fired. And so-and-so has been demoted to the rank of private, and et cetera, et cetera. But just like 9/11. There's nobody being punished because this isn't accidental. This is not, oops, we made mistakes. This is, you know, there are people.
Well, this is by design. Yeah,
yes.
No question.
Treason.
Yeah, this is totally by design. Wait, because, you know, what this all leads to, again, and what the American people are slowly but surely waking up to, and I'm saying you've got to do this faster. There has to be a sense of an immediacy for you to understand the Beltway economy travels solely around getting reelected. When that is the most important thing you can do, well, the hell with the people. We the people is meaningless. You know, we get the game. You know, we've got to get reelected. We need Nancy Pelosi's money. We need, you know, K Street money in order to get reelected. When that is the objective, you get rhinos. You get these people that tell you one thing to your face, and then behind your back, they're doing these other things. And look, at America has got to reconcile this sooner or later. You got the last 40 seconds. Go ahead, William.
Thanks, Bill. We need people over on our website, on our email alerts immediately. That's alipac.us, alipac.us, Americans for Legal Immigration. Get on our email alerts. Make sure our emails are able to reach you past big tech censorship. And please respond to our calls to take activism steps to stop this budget amnesty bill 2021.
You can be the difference, ladies and gentlemen. And all it takes, you'd be surprised at how quick this can happen and how little time, but a little bit of, you know, vigilance for your country on behalf of all the patriots across this good country of ours. William Gein, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it.
I'm looking forward to a play date with my granddaughter.
Nana!
I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Do you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM 197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation into the financing law. Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal.
Call me Al, call me Adam, call me Bill. It's okay. When you got music like this, this is awesome. I love this. Kind of about the moment you're starting to wane just a bit, you get a little Paul Simon, and you know, you just a little, you know, kind of head bob, and you're back into rhythm once more time. Hey, good to have you with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Adam Holt, speaking of which, is with us from Focus on the Family. Hey, Adam, how we doing, buddy?
I'm great, Bill. How are you doing?
I'm in Hawaii. It's interesting here. The trip, the journey all the way to the islands here has been interesting. People's response, what's happening. The island is very, very fearful here.
Yeah, that's
COVID has really choken them off. I mean, you know, they've chosen to put their hope in, as Phil Hotzenpiller says, into science and that. And I understand it, but the people have a lot of mixed emotions. And it's, you know, as one writer said, you know, in terms of aloha, he calls it anoha. It's just that welcoming spirit that has been a long tradition of the Hawaiian people is really strained right now. And I grieve for them, because the aloha spirit is there's something, you know, just very mystical and special about that, and it's being drowned out. And you think, wow, I mean, COVID and the fear of the government, what they've done. I mean, you got the lieutenant governor here saying that if you get 95% of the people wearing masks, that they'll cure COVID. Now, I guess that's his science. And it's amazing. I mean, he's on TV and he's saying this. You know, and of course, then you've got the push for vaccines and everything that's going on. And then we found out today, according to American Faith, that the government has told the bureaucrats, oh, you don't need to be vaccinated. You know, everybody else, we got mandated vaccines going left and right. And then, you know, we've got some new news that came out of Israel that's quite revealing. And that is, again, affirming what you and I talked about this before,
is that if you've had the virus, your immunity system is actually better than the vaccine.
Hmm.
And this isn't some little soft survey or research study of, you know, 100 people that Israel did. I think it was like 70,000 people. I mean, it's a big base of people that they did the study on. And the conclusion is that if you've had the virus, your T-cell immunity is so much stronger and is proving to be more effective, which makes you wonder, once again, is that, you know, going back to what President Trump said, and of course, whenever you mention President Trump, you know, a certain number of people will tune out. They go, okay, well, he didn't know anything. Well, you know, he didn't know anything, but at every turn, he just seems to be right. So I'm sorry if that insults you, but what he said, which I thought was, quite wise, when he said, don't let the solution be worse than the disease. Mm. And I think that what we're finding out, Adam, is that, especially with young kids, because I've talked to several doctors and I said, you know, all of a sudden we're getting this kind of strange outbreak that we never expected, you know, that's happening amongst kids. You know, what has gone on? You know, my gut instinct and experience tells me that quite positively, and I'm not a doctor, but just logic seems to indicate that if the kids were deprived of exposure to the virus, they built no antibodies. We protected them. Now we're bringing them together, and they're getting bombarded. There was no buildup in defenses. Could that be, you know, what's causing this sudden impact on the younger kids? And some of the doctors said, quite possibly. We don't know for sure. We're studying that, obviously. And I said, well, it just seems that it could follow that way. And again, for the rest of the population, for those of us who have been exposed to the disease, and God only knows how many people were exposed, had it, they were asymptomatic and went on, you know, life as usual. And, you know, they're protected because of the natural, you know, course of the events.
Yeah.
So I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I think there's just so much we don't know. And so I think let's be prudent. Let's be wise, and let's trust God, and
amen.
Let's understand that different people are going to have different ideas of what prudence and wisdom looks like, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think that when we start mandating things, you know, it gets into pretty scary territory in some ways. I mean, I get the impulse, but I think there's just so much we don't know at this point, Bill. And
no,
everybody
right.
wants certainty. Like, amid something fearful, we want certainty. And, you know, coming mm-hmm. back to the faith element, our certainty is in God, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean that we can just be laissez-faire and, you know, take silly risks and think everything's going to be okay. I'm not saying that at all. But that's the only place where there's certainty. And I think at the very least it means we don't have to live in fear, you know, whether we choose to, in prudence and wisdom, wear a mask or not, whether we choose to, in wisdom and prudence, get a vaccination or not. You know, I know believers in both camps, but I think that when we sort of succumb to this herd, I don't even know what to call it, you know, hysteria about just the level of fear, I went to a concert with 30,000 people last week, and most of them weren't wearing masks. And who knows
right.
how many of them were vaccinated. It wasn't a, you know, prove that you're vaccinated thing. And I thought, you know what? There's probably some risk here, and it's also good to just be a human being and not be paralyzed by that fear. So,
right.
you know, I think there's a middle ground there.
Well, and you've got some artists now that are refusing to play venues that insist on mandating vaccines.
Right.
And, you know, you got, again, both sides of the camp. Now,
right.
the other thing, you know, because what's happening is we're talking about the horizontal plane. You know, what's happening in the temporal world. And we got all this chaos that's going on, just as you pointed out, exactly what's going on. And we also say this is also a spiritual, there's spiritual application here. And
right.
I was sharing this with Phil Hotzenpiller earlier, and I said that here the government has put, you know, it's like Nehushtan. Let's go back to the days in the Old Testament when
you know, you had this this plague that broke out amongst the children of Israel. And Moses tells Joshua, he says, hey, look, build this pole and put a snake on it and raise it up. And the people that look at the snake, they'll, you know, they'll be saved from the plague, right?
Right.
And of course, I loved the implication and the representation of how Chosen and Dallas Jenkins had placed this, and that is that Moses got a little pushback from Joshua going, well, isn't that an idolatrous thing, you know, to do that? And he said, well, you know, I get it, but this is what God told me to do.
Right.
And I don't know that God is telling us to do this, but what I see that's happening on the horizontal, at the temporal level, is people have put Dr. Fauci on a stick. Look, all you got to do is look at Dr. Fauci, and you'll be healed from COVID. And it's not working, okay?
Well, so Dr. Fauci changes his game every day.
Exactly. But my point is wrong snake, wrong stick.
Right.
Right? You know, that's all I'm saying is that, look at, we know Nehushtan, that snake on a stick was representative of Jesus Christ and the cross.
Right.
Where's the cross in this? What are we missing? And it's that, Lord, help me with my unbelief moment. Just like it was for Joshua. Like, what? Stick, snake? What are you talking about? That's what God said to do. And I'm not saying, I don't know. It's not like God has told me this. But this thought just keeps coming back at me. Maybe he's telling me. Maybe this is a way to tell me to say, hey, let's look on the cross. Let's try that. Huh? Forget about all these mandated vaccines and everything else. Let's look on the... Maybe this is God's moment where the cross is being raised up and the plague can be stopped. And quite possibly, in God's mercy, we might have a revival where people realize that God really did say, and he's serious, he's a loving God, he doesn't want us going through all this fear and being dragged down in the horizontal in a world that Satan controls. He wants us to come up to the heavenlies. Is that possible?
Yeah, absolutely it's possible. And I think, again... all of us, and hear me, I wrestle with anxiety. I mean, before COVID. I mean, in general, mm-hmm. I have anxiety and fear issues. And so, for me, when I run into that word in Scripture that, you know, reportedly is there at least 365 times, mm-hmm. do not fear, right. That challenges me. And here's the other thing. You know, if you want to go back in Christian history, we see that in the plagues in, you know, the first couple centuries, many times it was the Christians who went out to care for those who were sick, and that was their testimony, you know?
Right.
The world was crippled by fear, and here in the midst of it, you had a group of people who said, we know what our eternal destiny is. We are willing to sacrificially serve where others are crippled by fear. And so, again, I think that's my dichotomy, is what does it look like for me in my circumstance and with my family to respond in faith and, you know, not to be crippled by fear, because it's a terrible way to live.
Well, it really is. And I think it, you know, it starts with being honest, you know,
right.
Just like you were, just saying, hey, I deal with this issue. And again, what God's been showing me, and it's just that refrain from the disciples, Lord, help me with my unbelief.
Right.
I get
Absolutely.
It. You tell me you delivered me from this. You know, the cross has delivered me from sin and death. Help me to understand, expand my understanding of your grace and mercy, to apprehend all that the cross delivered. I mean, because what, Jesus went to the cross just for us to say, okay, to sing a couple of Kumbaya songs, that's it?
Right.
Really?
Right, and I don't really like the Kumbaya song, so, you know,
yeah.
It doesn't do much for me.
That's just a little side note of levity, but that's okay.
Right.
Adam Holtz with Focus on the Family. Adam, always Godspeed, my friend. Thank you. Appreciate your time.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.